I was only yay high, and I still got the same drive, but I am not the same guy. My standards keep on raising like your hands to that sky. Let me know I'm in the building, I keep banging till I die. Too many talking, but no action, man, I keep it pushing. Stay up on my grind and try to keep a couple bands for cushion. So I can't lend you not a dime if you ain't help me get in the hatred mode to face my mind as I expand my expedition. And that's the mission. Self-motivated, so why everybody hating? Gotta strive to be the greatest. We gon' make it, we gon' make it. Life's a test, gonna ace it. If you practice, don't lose patience and keep at it. I have faith that we gon' make it, we gon' make it. Self-motivated, so why everybody hating? Gotta strive to be the greatest. We gon' make it, we gon' make it. Life's a test, gonna ace it. If you practice, don't lose patience and keep at it. I have faith that we gon' make it, we gon' make it. Cause everybody get a chance to be that special something. Even if you missed your chance, I bet you're still the best of someone. So never question your position, man, just get above it. Make yourself get better, struggle helps to keep the hunger humble. Sometimes the crack will crumble like you'll never get the crumb. I bet that if you keep on toughing out the storm, you'll catch a come though. So don't lose hope, the show just started and it's not too late. The tools are building you, so just apply yourself and motivate. Don't worry about the ones that's talking cause they gonna hate. But fuck them, keep on hustling hard and show them you're not gonna break. Catch them smiling in your face like they wanna see you ball, but they wanna see you fall. You gotta watch for snakes. A lot of fake, but if you real, then you gon' keep and use the negativity. It's due that we can put inside the tank. You push that pedal to the metal, knock them out the race. And once you cross the finish line, then you can tell them how it takes. Self-motivated, so why everybody hating? Gotta strive to be the greatest. We gon' make it, we gon' make it. Life's a test, gonna ace it. If you practice, don't lose patience and keep at it. I have faith that we gon' make it, we gon' make it. Self-motivated, so why everybody hating? Gotta strive to be the greatest. We gon' make it, we gon' make it. Life's a test, gonna ace it. If you practice, don't lose patience and keep at it. I have faith that we gon' make it, we gon' make it. You can do it and you know it, never cheat yourself. Believe yourself and be yourself and see what you achieve yourself. Instead of dreaming about the things you know you need yourself, just go and get it, show them just that you don't even need the help. You'll pick the pieces up and find a way to build the puzzle. Make a perfect picture from the pain and suffer you've been under. That's what I call an underrated, motivated hustle. Can't nobody take what keeps you coming back to gain from nothing. Put that work and never stop until somebody notice. If we keep going harder than before, can't no one slow us. Then I believe if we keep focused, we'll just keep on growing. Used to have no hope, but since I found it, only up I'm going. I'm trying to show that if you want it bad enough, then you can earn it. Stay determined, feel the credit stacking up. Cause you can only go unhurt till they catch up. I say we keep on speeding up and leave these turtles in the dust. Self-motivated, so why everybody hating? Gotta strive to be the greatest. We gon' make it, we gon' make it. Life's a test, gonna ace it. If you practice, don't lose patience and keep at it. I have faith that we gon' make it, we gon' make it. Self-motivated, so why everybody hating? Gotta strive to be the greatest. We gon' make it, we gon' make it. Life's a test, gonna ace it. If you practice, don't lose patience and keep at it. I have faith that we gon' make it, we gon' make it.
Thank you. I remember jumping fences and scarring up my arms and throwing $1,000 packs under lawn mowers outside for hours, ducking cops in the same clothes and no showers, bathing in cash and in dime bags in the windows for Sandy and the catching the jag, cause crack has no preference. My supplier was my reference, up early in the morning with no hesitance, driven by customer residence on the first. From the 2nd through the 14th, I was underneath, emerging again on the 15th, toting pistols and scanners, new gear and gold, my banners, hated by many so they tore down the manners. But the whole pain is where I served, and mama couldn't believe my nerve, and I couldn't either. My woman was out of line cause I wouldn't beat her. Across the street from the preacher, I sneak a peek at the truth, but I'm caught up in the game selling hell to the youth through pregnant queens. I had to get paid and this was my means. First a solo, but now I'm building a team that I regret before it's over though. And now I can't sleep at night because of the shame, wondering how many brothers and sisters did I turn out just by bringing them to the game. Do I remember? Did I mention myself? And that the same stuff I sold like a slave destroyed my health and had me on the threshold of my grave with visions of suicide, where addiction and loneliness collide. I paid the price for this ride. Do I remember? Losing my nerve and the desire to serve. Yeah, but it was a huge glitch. I wanted to use dope to get high now instead of rich. Ain't that a twist? I started off with diamonds on my wrist, but now the bags I clench in my fists are for my personal use. And I'm finding out firsthand what an addict will do. And I'm thinking, damn, this ain't right. My power was turned off, so I'm cooking dope in a spoon and smoking it by candlelight. Hiding in my basement, but ain't nobody chasing but me. From the top to the bottom, so suddenly, or so it seems. But it's been years that I can't replace, and I wish they was just dreams. So hell, yeah, I remember.
Oh yeah, it's just me and my little man. Hold my hand and I'll teach you how to stand. Just me and my little man. I'm not the perfect dad. I'm just doing the best I can. Yeah.
You was born on Friday the 13th. 18 more days and it's been Halloween. The hospital room was anything but serene. Eyes between Jones women and screams from Queen Bean. I spent 17 hours guzzling caffeine, waiting for you to make an appearance. Now I mean, and you finally showed up. Doctor yelled, it's a boy. They called him Zachariah, little bundle of joy. Before you got here, you had a whole bunch of toys, and you brought us a whole bunch of noise. Used to watch TV with me as a newborn. I put you on my chest and then we watched football. The worst day of my life, I thought you would leave us. Fell and hit your head, then had 12 seizures. I sat by your bed and prayed all night. I ain't make you, but I'ma raise you right. Back in 04, in Masai, where every day seemed like a snowstorm. On January 19th, we had a Japanese baby. White boy and black girl, yeah, it's kinda crazy. You came out screaming louder than the opera. Then right after that, you went and peed on the doctor. I can't deny it, you look just like your mama. In fact, Jack, just like your papa. God must have made the perfect mixture. Diversity's the name of our family picture. You tell me that you're too big for dad to kiss ya. I hate it when I leave and I sure miss ya. The poor kid's got his daddy's temper. Got my ears too, gave you traits I never meant to. I ain't super dad, I'm a mere mortal. But whenever you need me, I'm here for you.
Oh yeah, it's just me and my little man.
other day I asked myself, does a blind man dream in color? So in order for this to work, I need everybody out there to close their eyes and imagine. Imagine a world where they have adequate access to water. Imagine a world where sanitation guidelines are promised. Imagine a world where wealth embedded into our poorest countries, Republic of Congo. Imagine a world where no bricks and borders, no bricks and borders to separate our dreams and goals. Nah, the Mexican border, imagine. Now open your eyes and look at the person right next to you and imagine that world. But this is deeper than what you see, because you are that blind person who doesn't see our problems, because you and you hold not the key but the problem. So open your eyes to the development, formulation, application, imagination, and quit putting yourself before others, your goals before your people, your relationship, possessions, your connections before this world. So be daring, take risks, be courageous, defeat the impossible, dream, believe, hope, pray, depart me not before I die into these streets and these contradictory forces, absorb the resistant messages, transcend into the notion of truth, belief, the real. Pray music through your heart and through your spirit. Embrace him, Lord Jesus, because the chains that bind us are momental and spiritual, not physical, but through Jesus. So take this into consideration and reconcile the deferred justification. And know, this is not the end of my spoken words. Don't matter, because they're just spoken. The truth matters within you. It is up to you to lift up your voice and stand. Stand for your visions, dreams, expressions, unspeakable gifts, but I inevitably write the question to everyone in this room of whether your dreams and visions are enabling or destructive. For yourself, or for your people. So quit diverting attention from your confirmation and manifest yourself. Ask yourself, are you doing the best that you can do? Do you compel others to spark change? Are you that blind man? So don't perpetuate the mystique beyond the true destiny and divine. These words that define and confine us, because excuses that say, Moses, I'm too short, or Moses, I'm too stupid, are invalid. Because you see, I made it from a single mother home, and I made it from times when I was literally all alone. You see, I made it was those heartbreaks, setbacks, failures, and contradictions, tragedies, and triumphs. It was a knowledge of foreclosed. Sure, I'm gonna take away your house and clothes. Just the wonderful rills of ignorance and strength of self-knowledge, determination, and wisdom. It's real that one could be, in fact, will be a victim, divulged into the system of revolutionary wars, into a desperate desire. Don't they understand no more kids being left homeless, just hopeless, and so what? I no longer have a place to live, but a place to change. A change where no family has to live on these streets. Hope, perseverance, aspiration, blind. Courage, hope, and wisdom, blind. Motive, thoughts, and goals, blind. You see that blind man over there? Has seen things that you have never seen before. Has felt things that you never realized were there. So ask yourself, are you that blind man? Or do you need to open your eyes and imagine?
On days of play, I was played with. On a Cinderella bedspread in my father's four-walled facade. The last two of every week, I was weak. Unable to speak. Only think of aged fingers fondling fresh pink. Silence, muted mental screams. Daddy's girl should never mean this. But he's gone now. Whiskey-soaked kisses still stain my skin. Agonizing visuals replay like movie screens of children's dreams I would never see. But now is my chance to regain the blood I lost. Every man arrogant enough to crave my beauty will choke on the wounds I was forced to swallow. Power finally lies within my grasp as I choke every bit from every man I encounter. Bind their pride in moans and kisses, strip their strength with strokes and straps. I'm coming back, not back to life. But my bruised and disfigured corpse is my weapon that they all see but never realize until it's too late. My prey that I slide close to at the bar. Slither sounds from lips suggesting sexuality. They think I'm kindergarten math, but my one plus you equals nothing. Thinking there's some kind of god in human design, not realizing that power lies within femininity. So they enter my playground and enjoy their last day in my space, similar to my father. You know, they never found his killer. So be cautious of your next rendezvous. That pretty face could be the death of you.
Thank you. To wash your troubles away. She sits all alone with her drink on its way. Posted with her eyes closed, that's left to right, her head sways. Her so beautiful, like a thing. What is her vibe? Yeah. Wasn't like no one's I've ever seen. So, hey, hi, would you mind if I so I sat, and as we started to chat, that's when she told me she's from Philadelphia. She grew up on the west side. Yeah, a one-room apartment in LA where she now resides. Home is Philadelphia, though we just met tonight. Can I be a part of your life? Her color's red, she has two dogs and a goldfish. She says after law school, she wants a career before kids. We spoke forever on topics like religion and politics. Up until the music stopped, which meant our time was at its end. So, as the light came up ever so slow. We had romance, and I wasn't about to let it go. So, as I pulled out her chair so that we could leave, I asked her, was it too soon to ask her, can you spend the night with me? She's from Philadelphia. She grew up on the west side.
On the west side.
A one-room apartment in L.A. where she now resides. Home is Philadelphia. Though we just met tonight.
Can I be
a part of your life? Miss P-H-I-L-L-Y, can we try to do this? this. I hope that I'm not asking too much, but can I get a little hometown love? Miss P-H-I-L-L-Y, let's just try to do this. I hope that I'm not asking too much, but can I get a little hometown love?
She's from Philly.